The consideration for us was also somewhat unique. It doesn't exist anymore, so we don't have to go into it too much. But yes, every country that wanted to go against the U.S. made their own list and wanted to have that presented as the official list and not go through how the U.N.'s supposed to work. So we had to actually lobby and almost defend our country briefly just so that they wouldn't back out and do like an Israel move. So we did that. But the consideration was very valuable for us because we had everyone back home watching it. We had viewing parties in all the communities that we had worked with. And so that was extremely valuable that way. Another thing that I have to admit, and I don't give America credit often, but there's two things they did well, and other countries should do more, is in the interaction phase, they actually went on a tour of 15 cities. And they didn't go just to the nice ones. They started with New Orleans, which obviously has a lot of issues after Hurricane Katrina and other historical aspects, and went all the way around and then ended up in Washington, D.C. So that was very good and valuable. The one thing I would suggest for the next round we're aiming for is they called it a listening tour. So everyone would get all this off their chest and say things, and they would just go, thank you, we're not here to debate or discuss, we're just here to hear your... And so they, it was great for them, you know, you didn't have to defend your position, you just, thank you, you know, that was... And everybody's like, please say something. So on the next round, we think that'll be important, that's not listening, but actually moving forward. But also at the end of the consideration phase, the U.S. did bring 34 participants from the government. So that was the official delegation. So that was multidisciplinary, as Philippe talked about. They did include NGOs. They included the Disabilities Alliance that was working on CRPD. They also include like Los Angeles Human Rights Commissioner from the city level. So they did a great job. It was a full delegation. But more importantly, we convinced them and they agreed to have a side event with us. So in the U.S. they call it like a town hall meeting, just a community forum, and that was 90 minutes long. And then that was great because you had everyone there. You had Hawaii activists for independence with Julian Assange from WikiLeaks. So obviously that's not the meeting you wanted to try to facilitate, which I had. I would never wish that on anyone, try to get everybody to agree on anything. But it was very fascinating to live through that. I'm not sure if it made it in the new movie yet, but at that point, the 90-minute discussion, even the U.S. government admitted that was better for them than the actual UPR, because you had all the experts in the room who have tried the cases up to the Supreme Court. You had ACLU, Human Rights Watch, Amnesty, the community groups, a woman who had her three children killed because the police didn't really live up to a temporary restraining order. So you really did have everyone engaged. And more importantly, we finally met who in Washington, D.C. was responsible for each item. So we met the person at the Department of Housing and Urban Development who works on that. So the UPR worked out really well for us that at the national level, we met everyone we were supposed to dialogue and engage with. And otherwise, we've never had that happen. So that was extremely valuable. And, you know, if people are dancing in the corner, just let them do that to get their energy out. That's very valuable. And when you look at what the UPR did accomplish in the consideration phase, we were able to get, well, at that point, we're the most recommendations. We had a 228, one of those America number one moments. Number one, 228, the most recommendations. And the good news is 200 of those were directly written by the NGO civil society. We wrote those, we crafted them, and had given them to the governments, and it was very valuable. Even the sex workers got recommendation number 84, and they were so happy with that. For Uruguay, they went home and put pressure then for the U.S. to implement that recommendation and organize all around recommendation 84.